2021, 2020, all that stuff behind us. So obviously we're going to go ahead and talk about goals. Goal setting for 2022. What are you doing with your business in 2022? Have you set goals? If not, you need to go ahead and do it. Christy, how important is goal setting for a business?
Man, goal setting is one of my favorite subjects. I've helped hundreds of business owners scale their businesses. And what I found is the ones that don't think goals are important, guess what? Life happens to them and they get the goals that life hands to them. Whereas the ones that are smart about their goals, their dreams come true. Kind of like with one of my, or with all of my businesses, I planned out in December of 2020, what I wanted to do in 2021. I pulled it out the other day when I was writing everything for 2022. And Chip, do you want to know what percentage of my goals in life that I had accomplished, even though I hadn't pulled it out for several months, maybe 6 months, and even looked at it?
I would guess about 8, but what was it?
75% of my goals I achieved because I wrote them down. Yeah. And I looked at them for the first 6 months, and it just happened. Even though I haven't looked at it for 6 months, it just happened. The universe listened and said, you know what, Christy, you wrote it down. Here it is. Now, I did the work. I didn't just sit there at home and watch, you know, Netflix. I had to do the work, but it happened.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the funny thing is, if you would have even probably been looking at it the last 6 months, you probably could have made 100%.
Probably could have.
You know, and that's just how it goes, because, you know, you're putting it, when you write it down, for one, you're making it real, you're looking at it. It's the law of attraction at its best. You know, this is what you have to picture it, not only picture it visually, but you have to write it down. You have to make it physical. You have to bring it into your life and put in the work, like Christy says, because that's what a lot of people, you'll find a lot of people that don't make their goals. It's because they didn't take that imperfect action. It's the people that are perfectionists. You have to throw being a perfectionist out of the window if you want to be an entrepreneur in 2022.
Perfectionism is the enemy of profitability. I saw those people in the handyman businesses that I've coached over the years. The ones that tried for perfection never made it. They had to allow themselves a little bit of grace to make mistakes and do that imperfect action you're always talking about to be able to get that momentum that they really need. How do you get what you want out of your business? You become who you're supposed to become to get where you want to be. Unless you change, you're always going to have what you've got. So why not, just for a year, try goals and implementing them into your business? Your income does not surpass your personal development. Sometimes you get a lucky jump. I got a lucky jump. You're number two. I went from, you know, zero to $1.25 million. And then it tanked because I didn't do personal development. It was a lucky jump. And I went back to, you know, $750,000. You have to become the person you're supposed to become in your handyman business, or that lucky jump's going to go away. So if somebody hands you $1 million, Chip, you better become a millionaire or you're going to lose it all, like I did. No fun.
Yeah, no.
Thank God I rebuild quickly.
Well, and I've been the worst. Look, procrastination has been something I've been good at for decades, right? I've always been good at that. And I never, even if I set goals, I didn't ever write it down or even focus on it. I just kind of set the goal and floated and hoped that they would come true. The more I dig into it, the more I get into business, the more I know. And this is why, as a kid, I watched my dad with his yellow notepad write down what he's doing and his goals for every day, and he would check them off as he did it. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, oh, you know, he doesn't, that's too much. You don't have to do that. You know, bullshit. You do. You need to be doing that consistently, because that's why he was checking them off. He got to watch himself accomplish his goals on a daily basis. And not only does it make you feel good about yourself, but it actually brings a return. You actually see progress. You start hitting the goals, the big goals that you wanted, mm-hmm. that aren't necessarily on your day-to-day goal list. The one that's on your mirror in the bathroom that you look at every day. That, you know, those are the ones that you start achieving after, you know, one step at a time, after just piecing it together. But I will say this, writing down your goals is the first step you have to do.
So
you have
important.
To bring it to reality. Uh-huh. You can't just leave it floating in the air as like a prayer type thing. You have to bring that prayer and put it onto this earth, make it a picture.
Yeah, it's a simple art to set goals. It's not difficult, but out of all the human beings in the world, only about 8% of people ever set New Year's resolutions. Not even like the word resolution, but set these goals at New Year. And of those 8%, there's even a smaller fraction that write it down. So it's so important to write them down. Number one, you have to decide what you want. You have to know what you want in every aspect of your life. Because if you don't have goals, you're just going to have to take what life gives you. So decide what you want. So what is what you want? What's your big, hairy, audacious goal? If money were no object, if time were no object, if location were no object, what would it be? Now, I've created goal roadmaps for hundreds of people throughout the state of Texas and beyond. And what I found is a lot of people don't think big. So have you ever heard that saying by Les Brown? If you reach for the moon, at least you'll land among the stars. What I saw when helping people create these goals in their life and their business is they would shoot for 40K a year. And they didn't hit the mark, so they landed at 25K a year. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go broke. Yeah, that's poverty level, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're setting your goals, push yourself. Go past where you really think. If you interview Michael Jordan, he doesn't say, I shoot for the rim in basketball. He shoots mm-hmm. past the rim. When you go through martial arts training, they don't say hit the board. They say go past the board when you break a board. So that's what you also have to do in your goals. Think big in every area of your life. Your business, your finances, your career, your family and relationships. So many people don't set goals for their family and relationship, and that's why it falls apart. Set goals for personal growth, contribution, travel, every area of your life. And when you write it down, be highly specific. No. I want to achieve this by...
Yeah, you have to be specific. You mm-hmm. have to basically write out a plan that has every step that you need to be doing in it. You need to be so specific that if somebody else read your goals, they would know exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about. They would know. And so, you know, not even in your own vernacular, you need to write it to where everybody can understand it. So specific and so, you know, legible. You need to make it real and make it to where my 9-year-old son could read it and tell you what your actual goal is, because that's how specific you need to be. You need to break it down to where a child could read it and know what your goal is and understand what your goal is. And you need to know your why. If you don't know your why, then you're going to have a hard time doing this. Figure that out first. Figure out exactly why you're doing what you're doing, and that will give you your goals. Once you figure out your why, goals just kind of fall in place because you start seeing what you want specifically though. Like Christy said, if you know, and if you hit, if you want 40,000 for the next year, stick with that number, make it specific and write out a plan by the numbers, how you're going to get to that number. And you'll probably find out that 40 grand is on the low end once you start writing out the numbers.
So I used to have this assistant, we'll call her Kay, and I would train on this every year. And every year she would go, I want more money. So I'd pull out my wallet and I would hand her a dollar. I said, congratulations, you've got another dollar. You've got more money. She said, Chris, that's not what I mean. I trained her on this for 6 or 7 years. Seriously, mm-hmm. Chip. And I'd hand her the dollar and she'd be like, that's not what I mean. And I'm like, you have to be specific. So if you have a handyman business, say you want to sell $1 million in sales, only about 4 to 5% of handyman businesses ever get to that $1 million mark, even though most of them will say, I want to get there. But so you have to be specific. Now, I'm a firm believer in anything that ends in zero is a lie. So say you want to sell $1,007,000 in 2022. Write down, I will, or I sold my first $1,007,000 in 2022 by 12/31. 2022 at 7 p.m. Think about also where you're going to be when you do those numbers. And think about how are you going to feel when you're in the top 5% of handyman businesses in the world. What by when? Be specific. Don't just say, I want to be rich. You might be rich in chocolate bars, seriously,
or humility.
You want to be rich financially. What by when in all those different areas? Maybe you want to go take your family on a trip to Hawaii in 2022. We are going on a trip to Hawaii from this date to this day. My family, blah, blah, blah. Be specific. It needs to be simple. You can't manage what you don't measure. So you have to be able to have it measurable. It needs to be achievable and it has to have some sort of time sensitivity to it. So it needs to be results driven also. So you need a smart goal that you can actually achieve what by when in every area of your life.
Yeah, every area. Don't miss anything. Don't skip anything. Put all the details down that you can and keep it with you to check them off as you go. And that's all the little small details. You know, that's why I like to refer to my dad and his yellow notepad because that he doesn't write down his goal for the year on that. It's just a day-to-day goals. And you still have that big goal written down very specifically. And from that, you bring over the day-to-day list. But yeah, in that, once you decide your why, once you figure it out, you write it down, you be as specific as you possibly can, but keep every list. Keep all of your goals list. You want to keep the old ones too. So like Christy said, she didn't look at hers for 6 months, but she didn't throw it away either. She was able to pull it out at the end of the year and assess and see, you know, that she made 75% of her goals. And that is a really good number, you know, like that. Most people, unless you just set like two goals and you know, or three goals, you know, but you want to reach a good number of 75% and up, you know, with your goals. And that's why you need to make them achievable and realistic. But you know, you're achievable and you're realistic stuff. A lot of people will say what my goals aren't realistic, but they also don't have the knowledge I have of what I do, what I can do, and where I'm going. I have that knowledge. So don't let anybody from the outside influence it either. If you think it's realistic, it is realistic. You're the one that makes it realistic, not anybody else. Their judgments, their opinions, their advice, it might be great, but don't let it deter you if it's negative. Because even coaches have been wrong before. You know, you need to know you and you need to know what you can achieve. So don't shortchange yourself, because I do find that a lot of people shortchange themselves. I've done it to myself in the past numerous times. And it's silly, because we're just holding ourselves back. You just need to let yourself go and actually believe in it and start fighting for it.
You do. In 1979, Harvard did a study for their MBAs. They were graduating. So Harvard asked this one question: how many of you have set goals and have a written plan in place to achieve those goals prior to them graduating? 84% of them had no goals and no plans. 13% of them had goals but no concrete plans. And 3% had goals and a concrete plan. They graduate, Harvard tracks them, they come back 10 years later in 1989. Those 13% that had written down the goal and had a concrete plan or a plan of some sort, we know concrete plans never work, right, Chip? A plan to achieve those goals, they actually... Okay, so I said it wrong. The 13% that had goals but didn't have a concrete plan, they were making two times as much as the ones that hadn't had any goals at whatsoever. So that 84% that didn't have goals. However, the 3% that wrote the goals down and then they actually had a plan were making 10 times the amount of the other 97%. So what that tells me, as somebody that's never wrote a goal down in my life, I need to start. And I need to have a plan of some sort so I can out-earn the other 97% of these people in the world. 97%, out-earn them by 97, the other 97%, that 3%.
Yeah, and they were making 10 times more. And these are Harvard graduates.
Yeah, and probably, even if you just have the goal in your mind, they out-earned the people that didn't have a plan. The other 84% had no goals, doubled their money. So that tells me I need to have goals, and I probably should write them down. I should take that 10 minutes. Most people spend more time planning out their damn dinner than they do their business or their life. Take 10 minutes a day. Take 30 minutes a day and work on your goals so you don't have to be those victims in life that don't ever achieve anything. You want to achieve your goals. Take time to plan them. Write it down.
For sure.
Make a list.
Yeah. You have to write it down, bring it into reality, you know, bring it here. But yeah, and keep your list though. Keep every list that you write, every goal that you write, so you can come back to those lists. You know, I think, what, Christy? You develop a plan, right?
So you keep your old list and then you develop a plan to make it happen. Some sort of massive action. So only 8% of people really do the New Year's goals. 92% of people just let life happen to them and they just handle it. 75% of those 8% actually drop the goal after the first week. 71% drop it after the second week. 64% only make it past the month, and 46% make it past those 6 months. So what that tells me is about 92% of people just take what they get. There's 300 million Americans. That means 171 million of them are like, I'm good. I don't need to do anything. That's a huge number, Chip. Like, write this shit down. Make goals and write it down. It's powerful. Life-changing stuff.
And when you watch people do it, that's the thing. All of these people that you look up to and idolize, these people that are successful, the Michael Jordans, he had his goal set from junior high. You know, like he had set his goal, written it down. He knew exactly what he was going to do. And man, you can take this as far as to say, like, even the most influential people in history, they wrote down their plans. They made the effort. I mean, I hate that this is like the first one that comes to my mind, but if you think about it, Mein Kampf is what Hitler wrote while he was in jail, saying what he was going to do, and he damn near accomplished taking over the world, and that was his goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane. When you have the drive and the knowledge, when you write it down and make it real and start putting it into action, it's insane what you can achieve.
Yeah,
I mean, just think about that short, stocky little fuck that was no good. You know, he piece of trash. You know, but yet he still achieved so crazy amounts of these things that he wanted to do, and it's insane. Imagine someone like you, right? A regular person that's not hateful, that's not angry. Imagine what you could do. If he can do that, what can you do? You know, you rise above that, man. But it's amazing what you can do when you actually start bringing your goals to life, start writing them down, and start taking action towards achieving them.
Yeah, write them down. You can't measure. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it. So you need to manage it, track it, and adjust it. So in 2020, I wanted to build this part of my business that got shut down in March because people weren't allowing people to come into the home. So I had to adjust. I had to pivot. I had to manage it. Also, I had to measure it, and you can measure it. It's so simple now. You can use a notebook. I like a notebook. I'm old school. You can use a journal. You can use a phone. You can use a tablet, a computer. But one thing about your goals, never tear them out. Never scribble them out. Goals can evolve and change. So just put a note beside it. It's okay to achieve these goals or drop the goals or disregard if your life changes. And as you grow, so will your priorities in life, but you want to keep documenting them. Go back and revisit those old goals from time to time. Don't go 6 months like I did, and you can achieve them. You want to evaluate what's working and what's not working, because as you build a massive handyman business, you're going to come up against roadblocks. I'm not going to lie and say it's all roses and butterflies. So you're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to have attrition. You're going to have cranky customers. You're going to have employees that don't show up for whatever reason. But you just keep your eye on the ball and you pivot, you go in a different direction. If it doesn't work, change it. If that doesn't work, you change it. If that doesn't work, you change it again. It's hard to be in business. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You still keep your eye on the prize, but you might have to pivot it a little bit. Dust off that notebook, write it down, and document it, like Chip said, daily. Most people will write their goals down and not look at them for a year. Look at them daily and then develop a plan to make it happen.
For sure. And then start taking that action.
Exactly. You know, massive action.
There. Yeah, massive. Yeah, and like Christy says, man, you have to be willing to adapt. You have to be willing to bend. Things are going to change. You know, if 2020 taught us anything, it's that every business owner has to at least be aware of the pivots and the changes in their niche constantly now. Mm-hmm. Things are changing. There's new platforms to be on. There's always something new that's going to adjust the business, adjust that niche. And if you don't keep up, you'll just get left behind. And we've seen that, though, with our own eyes now. But 2020 proved that. If you're not willing to adapt, get online, start marketing digitally. If you're not, you know, nowadays you have to be doing digital marketing with your business, or you're just a dinosaur. You know, you're just basically businesses that are going extinct.
Exactly. So you also have to create that plan. You've got to, for that, you know, taking that massive action, but you've also got to create a plan. So when most people tell me, hey, I'd like to have $1 million handyman business. Okay, how are you going to get there? Well, I'm going to just work my ass off. If you're a solopreneur, it's going to be almost impossible for you to hit that $1 million mark in a handyman business unless, like, you're charging $250 an hour or more, and you're working 10 or 12 hours a day. You have to do the millionaire math for handyman, guys. If you want a $1 million business in 2022, that means you've got to bring in $2,740 a day, 365 days a year. So unless you're willing to work that much, it's probably not going to work. But if you do $1 million and you only work 200 days out of the year, that's $5,000 a day that you need to bring in. If you work 5 days a week, that's $3,000 a day that you have to bring in. And the easiest way to do it is have a residual income package that's built into your handyman business. 99.9999% of handyman businesses don't have a residual income built into their business. So if you want to hit that $1 million, you've got to create a plan. Okay, I've got a plan. I'm going to work 5 days a week. I got to bring in $3,000 a day. How are you going to bring in $3,000 a day? Are you going to create a service agreement for your customers? How are you going to get that residual income built into your business? I'm one of the very few handyman businesses in the world that has that residual income built into their business with packages I sell for an entire year for $5,000. So you have to keep that stuff in mind as you're setting your goals too. Is it achievable? Yes. Is it achievable to go to a $1 billion handyman business when you only did $100,000 last year? Probably not. You're not going to be able to build and scale that quickly. But a $1 million business, is that possible? Yes. But what if I don't start until today? Still possible. You've got to have a plan to make that happen. And if you don't have one, the great thing is you can learn from people that have done it before you, like Chip and I. So if you want to build and scale that handyman business through marketing, that's our forte. We're damn good at it. Getting the number one on SEOs, getting a website that works, getting a Facebook page that works. We know how to do it, and we've done it time after time after time again. So when you start working with people that know what they're doing, you can scale your business quickly. We save them decades of time and hundreds of thousands of dollars because we've made all the mistakes, right, Chip?
For sure. Yeah. If you want to avoid the mistakes, check out McMarketing 101. We definitely have hit our heads against the wall numerous times and know how to avoid it, you know, now. So that's something that every business owner, you know, in the past, all these old school business owners see it as like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Like you have to hit your head. You don't. You do not have to hit your head against a wall. You can find people that have already done it and learn from them and adjust accordingly. You do not have to have that rite of passage, which is just, you know, the failures, basically, you know, the trial and error period. And don't get me wrong, even what we do, there's a bunch of trial and error in it because mm-hmm. you have to know your specific area, your specific niche. It's different everywhere you go. It's not the same. My handyman business is not even the same as her handyman business. They're not the same businesses, just the same niche in a very broad spectrum.
Yes.
We talk about seeing other handyman businesses competition. And what we talk about is they're not. They're not your comp. 90% of the time, they don't even specialize in what you specialize in. Uh-uh. They have specific things they're good at, specific things they like to sell. And that's what you have to figure out for yourself. What deals have you made in the last year that you would love to keep making?
Yes.
And that's what, and then you focus on that. How do I get this customer that I love having? How do I get more of this customer? And you just, you adjust to that. But it's, you don't see people as competition. There's plenty of money for everybody.
There is.
We can all get out there and make it together. Work together, and you'll make more money. It's like that, like Christy said, if you're a solopreneur doing all the work yourself, from marketing to the actual physical handyman labor, you're most likely not going to be able to hit that million. But if you're open to trying to hire someone, you know, man, you might hire the worst guy in the world on the first try, the worst woman in the world on the first try. But you have to be willing to take that leap of faith, to jump out there and try something new. If you want to hit that million and you don't want to stay stuck working job to job and paycheck to paycheck, then you have to be willing to step out of that comfort zone and start trying new things. And that's what we're here for. We love to help people get out of their comfort zone. I'm consistently out of my comfort zone. But if I wasn't, I wouldn't be comfortable anymore, because I've made that my comfort zone, stepping out of it. And that's something that I believe almost every business owner has to do if they're having trouble scaling, if they're having trouble landing, closing deals. There's so many different things you have to do, but I promise you, making goals, figuring out your why, writing them down, you'll start actually realizing what you can do to get that perfect customer every time. Christy, I believe it's you. Don't you have like an actual specific name of a client that you like that you leave up?
Yes.
Because that's who you want to keep on getting, is clients like that.
Michael and Holly.
Written down. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, see, she has the names written down because she knows that's what she's going for. That's the type of client she wants. And you can refocus all your marketing towards those type of people.
Definitely. And then the fifth thing to do to have your goals become a reality is the simplest thing. Check it off your list. Once you accomplish it, check it off. Now, Christy and Chip, how is checking off or crossing off challenging? Checking it off is easy, but you've accomplished a goal which took you time to get to. Take a few minutes and enjoy that feeling. Think about you on December 31st, 2022. How's it going to feel when you pull out the calculator and you've got $1 million in business? How's that going to feel? Like, take a moment, and then once you achieve it, keep feeling that. That's called visualization, and it works. It's amazing.
For sure. You got to, yeah, feel. You feel, go ahead and start feeling that you want. Mm-hmm. Start realizing that feeling. And when you check that goal off your list, that's what you're doing. You're just confirming that feeling. You're getting that confidence. You're building that confidence, and you're watching yourself accomplish what you've said you're going to accomplish. I don't think there's any greater feeling in the world than actually setting goals and checking them off and knowing that you're doing exactly what you said you were going to do. And again, it's going to change. There might be some wording changed or some numbers changed, but ultimately it's all the same thing. You know, you're still achieving your goals. Whether you changed it completely to a different goal or not, you just need to make sure it's building confidence. It's knowing that you're working in the right direction. I feel it's like walking across the stage when you graduate high school.
Yeah.
You know, those feelings you get of accomplishment, even on a minute level, can completely change your ego, your confidence, your whole aura as a person. And it's something that I've watched people like mold themselves into. And you see the true happiness, not the facade, not the lighthearted, you know, person, but the true deep down at your core happiness.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you have somebody, they're 250 pounds and they want to lose 100 pounds in 2022. They've got to have a plan. I mean, everybody knows eat less, work out, move more, right? We know that's how you lose weight, but you know, how many people in America are obese? So you want to do it. You can't, when you have a goal, you can't think, I'm going to eat right and I'm going to work out one day, and then you're going to have your goal come true, right? You 250 now, you're skinny at 150, you look great. It isn't just from going there once that you're going to achieve your goals. How, if you want to get fit and healthy, how often do you have to do it?
Consistently.
Every day. You have to work out 3 to 5 times a week. You've got to cut your calories. You got to cut your alcohol intake. You have you have to be driven and focused to get what you want. There's so many distractions out there. There's so many Mexican restaurants that you could stop and just eat at, right? Elon Musk, do you think he's had distractions? Jeff Bezos, do you think he's had distractions? What about Donald Trump? So many distractions. You can't stop at every distraction and throw stones at it. You get a distraction, you handle it, and you go on to the next one. You handle it, you go on to the next one. Because to get to $1 million handyman business, you're going to have problems. You're going to have employees that don't show up. You're going to have customers that are a pain in the ass. You're going to have other handyman businesses attacking your business and trying to take you out as a competitor. It happens. You have to stay focused and you have to be able to measure and manage what's happened. Track it daily.
It's like driving a car down the highway. And when you see traffic up ahead and you know there's a wreck on the other side of the highway, it's the rubberneckers, the people that are looking and act, and you're just taking your focus off what you should be doing, which is driving the speed limit and getting to where you're going. And that I get furious at these people, and I even get distracted because I'm so immersed in these idiots that are rubbernecking this wreck. That has nothing to do with you. Keep your focus on the road, and you're going to get to where you're going.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time. If you keep pivoting and adjusting where is needed, it's just a matter of time that it's going to happen to you. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to focus on your goals. You have to do the work, son. Like, you have to do it. Nobody's just going to hand you to go from 250 to 150. Nobody's just going to hand you $1 million in your handyman business. You have to set goals. You have to go over them time after time after time. And if you need to, shift. And you can still get to your destination. Momentum is in your corner.
No doubt. The law of momentum, the law of attraction. Look into these things, man. They're very real. Christy, anything else you wanted to touch on before we sign off this week?
Yeah. Don't give up. Keep going.
Heck no.
Just do it. Write your goals down. That Harvard study is enough for me.
Yeah. And that's just keep your focus. I can't tell you how many times I would love to just throw my hands up and say, you know what? I'm going to go to a 9-to-5 and just let somebody tell me what to do the rest of my life. I'm sick of having to make these decisions and fight these fights. But I know that the end game is well worth the struggle that I'm having to go through. It's just part of business. So you have to stay focused, stay on track. Don't rubberneck. Don't get sidetracked by minor failures. Keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward.
Exactly, Chip.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week with the Edge Podcast. We love you guys and stay safe. Be sure to log in next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. We'll be back.
Recording stopped. Nice.